Hello and welcome to another episode of Forkful of Noodles. I am Krish Mohan.
We've all heard the phrase that you learn something new every day. Well, if you go to school in Texas, you can unlearn something old every day. Over the last few years, the Texas School Board is responsible for spreading misinformation and adding agenda-based rhetoric into textbooks for all of their schools. You know what they say, everything is big in Texas, including the lies they spread. 10-gallon hats were full of lies. Good chili, though. 10-gallon hats worth of chili. One of these textbooks that Texas has put into the curriculum says that the Founding Fathers were influenced by Moses' Ten Commandments in writing the Bill of Rights. I mean, well, duh, there's 10 of each of those rules. That's obviously the transitive property of the lords. And it makes sense, too. Obviously, the right to bear arms goes hand in hand with thou shall not kill, which would make all the guns in Texas big shiny paperweights that are just symbols of your hypermasculinity and the hug that you never got from your dad. Now, this was done to push the idea that America is a Christian nation forward. Tiny little problem with that. Moses was Jewish. So, I guess since about 2010, Texas has been pushing the thought that we're a Jewish nation? Oh man, does the KKK have egg all over its sheets burning all those crosses in the name of a Christian nation? Should have been burning a star this entire time. But if you believed in science, you would realize that stars are always burning. They also refer to slaves as workers and trivialize the issues within the American Civil War. Listen, Texas School Board, okay, you don't control the dictionary, so you don't get to just change the definition of words just because you want black people to stop asking for an apology and reparations, okay? I mean, slaves don't get paid. Workers do. Some workers get paid slave wages, but they're still called workers. I mean, this is the reason why I'm against internships. They're basically slaves, right? It's basically slavery. I was a slave at two different design agencies when I was in college, and you could say that I want reparations for not being able to use whatever font I wanted. Okay, Wingdings totally makes sense if you smoke as much pot as an average college student, or as they're now called, the woke millennials. These textbooks claim that there were a lot of good slave owners out there, and there were some good slave owners that didn't abuse their slaves, right? And there were also a bunch of black people that got freed after the Civil War and didn't know what to do with their lives and wanted slavery to come back. But it doesn't really give you the level of torture and toil and the lack of freedom that black people had for years. It also makes it sound like white people were doing these guys a favor and just a few rotten apples had to go ruin it with their lynchings and their production of roots. There's also controversy over the lack of Latino representation in these books. And when they are represented, it's in a negative light. Mexican American Heritage, published by Momentum Instruction, came under fire for claiming Mexicans to be lazy alcoholics that only lived for tomorrow and the corporate industrialists to be hard-working, driven men that were always on the clock. Okay, so several things that are wrong with that. First off, I've met a ton of lazy Americans, and I understand that you need to move away from that stereotype, but you can do that through proper education rather than deflecting the blame constantly. And secondly, most industrialists are on the clock till like 5 p.m., and then they jump in their convertible, and they're calling everybody else around them assholes faster than you can come up with another stereotype about Mexicans that isn't true. So, some of you might be asking, well, so what? I mean, it's Texas, right? I mean, they're basically their own country. Yeah, well, Texas orders about 48 million textbooks every year, okay? And the only other state to do that is California. So, of course, publishers are going to beckon to the demands of the state that orders the most books. And they're going to publish more than 48 million textbooks. So, this blind nationalistic education spreads across the South, creating a constant level of ignorance, bigotry, and hatred that we've seen decade after decade. And it's gotten so bad that California has blocked any Texas-approved textbook from coming into their schools. And to show solidarity, there are some hotels in California that are getting rid of their Bibles and replacing them with science books. Now, the director of the conservative faction of the Texas School Board, Don McElroy, states, "We are adding balance. History has already been skewed. Academia is skewed far to the left." Sure, if you want to claim calling out exploitation and manipulation leftist rather than stating the facts. I mean, this is how nationalistic propaganda begins. Get them while they're young. Don't teach them that the Native Americans had their land stolen by invaders, but rather that they were the attackers who just went in and they savagely attacked the very nice Europeans who just had gifts of blankets and turkeys for everybody. It's how we've become a country that believes that we need to own a gun to protect ourselves from invisible dangers rather than learn how to communicate with each other on an empathetic and intellectual level. Teach these kids that fear is stronger than curiosity and the only way to stop the unknown is through an Uzi or a shotgun. Let's change capitalism to free enterprise so we really focus on making all that money. And really, the only person that this enterprise is free for is those at the top. Us plebs at the bottom have to keep toiling and working hour after hour to earn that very shiny penny while they take all the dollar bills. Capitalism is good because it keeps you working so that you don't have to do all that strenuous thinking and reading of new ideas to try to advance humanity. And even when they're caught in a web of lies, the school board considers to change a textbook far too late for the publishers to do anything about it. Kathy Miller of the Texas Freedom Group states that the board adopted textbooks with numerous late changes that the public had very little opportunity to review and comment on, and that the board themselves admitted they had not read. It's like they just got caught cheating on their significant other, and they look back and they go, should I pull that out? Because I was just going to leave that in there for like a minute. Well, fuck, it doesn't matter how long you were going to leave it in there for, okay? The damage is already done. This is the power of education, and this is the power of a budding brain. There is so much knowledge out there that we are giving to our kids that it's literally defining our thoughts and our culture for generations to come. We don't forget our history to repeat it. We rewrite it. And we are told not to question the curriculum, but that is where this pattern of ignorance and the fear of intelligence begins. It's education on a belief system, pushing ultra-conservative political ideas rather than the realities of what happened. Don McElroy himself can't believe what he can get away with. Even the guy pumping out the propaganda can't believe that it's sticking. I mean, at this point, we are just letting cartoonist supervillainy run amok on schools and the minds of our youths, and we are doing little to nothing to stop it. Okay, so what do we do about all this? We do have the tools to be more educated as a society. Right, we have mini computers at our fingertips. I mean, literally. And if you can't afford a smartphone, then libraries are free with real live computers connected to the real live internet. And more importantly, there are real live people that you can talk to. Teachers need to encourage questions. The textbook isn't the be-all end-all of knowledge. I mean, we have to nurture curiosity to lead to the discovery of truth and make us face the ugly realities of human history rather than attempt to put a band-aid on it, because all that's going to do is leave a nasty scar that we have to make up another story about. And maybe if we can face our own ugliness, humanity can work together and learn 100 ways to make its future beautiful every day. That's been your Forkful of Noodles for this week. Thank you for tuning in. A couple shout-outs. I want to thank Mark Viola for pointing out some of the information that I was able to use for this particular piece. Also, check out Eleanor Goldfield's episode on Act Out. She covers a lot of stuff about why Texas politics are important. And Tom Simmons, so then there's this. He also covers a lot of the legislation and ideas that are coming out of Texas. So go check those guys out, because they're covering similar topics, and they are fantastic. But I've got live stand-up comedy dates coming up in 2017. I will be back at the Harrisburg Improv Theater on January 6th. I recorded my stand-up comedy album, How Not to Fit In, there, so I'm excited to come back there. I'm going to be at the Auburn Public Theater in Syracuse, New York, on January 7th. I will be at Polly's Hotel on January 8th in Albany, New York, and at Jed's Basement on January 12th in Boston, Massachusetts. And you can find out all the details on my Facebook page or on my website at ramennoodlescomedy.com. But since it's the holidays, I wanted to give back a little bit, and you can get all of my stand-up comedy albums on Bandcamp for a discount using the code KRISHMASH. That's KRISHMAS. And you can go to ramennoodlescomedy.bandcamp.com. And if you would like to donate to my Patreon to support the DIY projects I've got going on, you can go to patreon.com/KRISHMOHANHAHA. Check out all the links below, and I'll put up the video for Tom and Eleanor at the end of this end of the video here. And thank you for getting into it.